This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. When people talk, there is often a chance of miscommunication, particularly when one is a patient and the other is a health provider. Miscommunication can take many forms, but it is often around a word or a concept. There are words that the public uses one way and the medical profession uses quite another. A recent study in a JAMA publication looked at the word congestion. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines congestion as excessively full or crowded. In medicine, congestion means an excessive accumulation of liquid, often mucus or blood. And different types of congestion have different treatments. When a doctor hears congestion, they understand obstruction or blockage, usually in the nose or sinuses. While patients use the term more loosely to mean excessive mucus or pressure in the throat or lungs, or also in the head or stomach, this can lead to some serious miscommunication and missed expectations. Another form of miscommunication is more intentional and sneakier. It involves using words that are intended to confuse or inflate medical outcomes. This is particularly common around cancer treatments. A paper published in Health News Reviews points out how doctors misuse the term progression-free survival. Drug manufacturers and some doctors use this phrase to trick people into thinking that they're talking about a cure. But progression-free survival has nothing to do with a cure or survival. It only refers to the time that elapses between a previously diagnosed cancer and the time it is again detectable, usually by a lab test or an imaging study. This detection of a cancer can have nothing to do with how long a person survives. So, for example, if a conventional treatment for cancer has a progression-free survival of 22 months and a newer treatment has a progression-free survival of 35 months, that sounds good, right? There are 12 months between those two drugs when scans could not detect any new or returning cancers. The problem is that people don't really care about scan detection. What they care about is being symptom-free and surviving longer. Well, it turns out that progression-free survival is only a biologic marker. It is a poor predictor of quality of life or length of life. These two drugs with a progression-free survival of 22 months and 35 months could have identical symptom onset and identical life expectancy. An analogy might be that we would never declare the winner of a basketball game two-thirds of the way through the game. If we did, we'd often predict the wrong winner. If we want to know who won the game, we have to wait till the end. The problem, of course, is that if doctors and patients understand terms differently, there is a chance for missed communication and also for people to be deprived of the opportunity to help them make good health decisions, which may leave them profoundly unsatisfied with their care. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.